Erica, Chloe, and Rachel, thanks so much for coming to North State Public Radio today.
Thanks for having us, Nolan. Glad to be here.
So I always like to start by asking people how you first got started with music individually, and then when did you begin writing your own original songs?
Great questions. Well, I'm Erica, radio, and I started singing very young, as we all did, but I'm a little bit older than the girls, so I started first, and just been singing since I could make any noises, and also writing original music when I was a little kid. It, you know, wasn't spectacular, but it was original, and didn't start playing guitar until later on. Kind of messed around in high school, and then after college, when we formed a group, we all started playing instruments more in earnest.
And Chloe and Rachel, anything you want to add to your musical development experience as youngins?
Yeah. We went to performing arts summer camp as kids, singing and dancing with large groups of kids. It was very low-pressure, fun situation that we did every year for about 7 or 8 years. We all always looked forward to that summer camp, seeing all of our friends and getting up on stage, and it was our first taste of performance.
And when you were first kind of getting inspired to become musicians, who were some of the inspiring figures or artists that made you want to kind of pursue music?
That's a good question. Well, I think that some new possibilities in music were opened up to us. Maybe this, I'll just answer for myself. We met Lori Lewis, who produced our first record, and she seemed to have a very holistic approach. I think that our connection to professional musicians was a little more limited when we first got started, and it just felt a little more remote. But Lori Lewis and her band, they had been doing it for many years, and it just seemed like a very sustainable lifestyle, and it sort of opened up some new possibilities as far as being a professional musician for me.
Yeah, definitely. Laura's a great influence on us in all kinds of ways. Definitely helped us enter the music scene that she was a part of, and helped us create our first record, which was really awesome to work with her on. We also worked with Mike Marshall on our very first recording project, who's a fantastic mandolin player. And our dad was also on that first EP, and our dad's a great musician, and he's definitely one of the people who's inspired us as a musician growing up. We've just been so lucky to meet so many amazing players and singers, and just created a fantastic community of people who inspire us all the time at every level imaginable, I think.
Well, I saw in previous interviews that you've done that, you know, everyone brings songs to the group, and the way it usually works is songs pretty much close to done, but I was hoping you could take us through kind of the process of, you know, how it works when you're fleshing out the harmonies and maybe collaborating on the arrangement. Like, what's that process like for you?
A lot of times someone will bring a new tune to the group, and we'll listen to the song once or a couple times and then jump in and start playing around with harmonies, and we'll kind of feel it out naturally before we settle on anything. And I think it's usually not someone saying, I want exactly this part on the song. It's usually pretty collaborative process of coming up with the harmonies and kind of an organic experience of figuring it all out.
With a healthy helping of argument.
That too.
Yeah, it's organic and it's dynamic, and we go back and forth, and yeah, I like this, I don't like that. There's a lot of movement and a lot of conversation, and And sometimes, you know, I'll hop on the piano. Chloe will hop at the drum kit. Rachel will play some other weird thing. We just like, we'll do weird stuff sometimes and be like, is this a thing that we could do? So it ranges from kind of tight, maybe more geared toward like the show arrangement to kind of weird and wacky and just like, what kind of sounds do we want to hear? And yeah, there's a lot of different stages and phases of arranging.
It's good to have a little play in there to figure it while you're still figuring it out.
Mm-hmm.
And of all the bands I've seen, you know, that are kind of Northern California, West Coast bands, you're one of the most like active touring bands that I've seen. I'm curious, what are some things that you like about that lifestyle as traveling musicians, and what are some things that you might find it like that you find challenging about it?
Mm. Well, there's a lot of really rewarding things about traveling and playing music. We meet a lot of amazing music lovers out there, people who, especially in smaller communities, who are just really excited to enjoy a live music experience. And, you know, we live in a city, and sometimes it feels like people take that for granted a little bit. So it's nice to travel to different places and see different people's relationship with a live music scene. And there are certain cities where there's a very thriving live music scene. So it's just very illuminating to travel around the country and gauge, you know, different people's interest in what we're doing and try to bring some of that along with us, some of that energy and spirit. And that's super fulfilling. And we get a lot of very hospitable folks helping us out along the way, giving us a place to stay, cooking us meals. So you really, we have this unique opportunity to get to see a really wonderful side of people on our touring. That's the positives. There's some negatives too.
Yeah, there's some negatives, like when your car gets totaled while you're on tour and fun things like that. Weird stuff happens, weird lodging situations or hard shows, and you're far from home, and it takes a lot of energy, and the travel portion is not insignificant. We do a lot of driving. Thankfully, we now have a new sweet minivan, which we're doing a lot of trio touring these days, and so we'll take the trio out in the minivan, and we weather the storms together. There's kind of no other way to do it. You just have to be with people that you can face weird challenges with. And there are some weird challenges on the road, definitely.
Yeah, just a lot of driving and traveling, and it can be hard just to stay energized and to stay healthy on the road because lack of sleep, you're in a different place every night. So we really put a lot of emphasis on taking care of ourselves, making sure that we're eating healthy, and that, you know, some people might think that the musician's lifestyle is full of partying and all this kind of stuff, but really, most of the time, we go right home after the show and go to sleep or go to whatever home is for that night and just try to rest as much as we can.
That's wise.
Pretty exciting stuff.
Yeah, pragmatic. The two sisters are fairly pragmatic.
Well, not too long ago, you got done doing some recordings at Tiny Telephone in San Francisco, and I was wondering if you could tell us about that experience. Like, how was that for you?
It was a really refreshing recording experience because we did it live to tape with a full band, and we were all in the same room together, except for Marlon, our drummer. And it just had a very natural, organic feel since we were doing it to tape. There weren't really any fixes. So it was really more about capturing a great live performance. And the studio itself is really cool. It's just a nice place to be. It's got good juju in there. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think everybody just felt really comfortable in that setting. The songs came out really great and tight, and we didn't fuss around with much. We just tried to get a great take. So, yeah.
Well, you already kind of touched on it a little bit, but my next question is just, what do you like about live tracking all voices and instruments in that live setting, as opposed to tracking everything individually? What do you think are the kind of the pros and cons of those two different approaches?
The pros are that the band gets to get in the groove together like you would in a live show, and everyone's listening to each other and playing together. Whereas when you're recording parts individually, that it's a little bit more sterile of a process. You know, you have to try to link up with something that's already set, and it might not be set perfectly because none of us are robots. So you're trying to adjust to this kind of static thing versus getting in a flow with other people. For singing, it's hard. You know, it's hard to get a perfect live singing tape, especially with three harmonists. You know, we're creating harmonies a lot. So, it's hard as a singer, but I think for the playing, for the feel, it's stronger to record live. It feels stronger to me.
I also think it's a pro and a con that you can't fix anything. Well, you potentially could, but we pretty much left the takes as exactly as we played them, which I think as a listener, for me, hearing live shows or live albums is always exciting and really interesting because you're really getting a live performance with all the mistakes or whatever happens during that experience. So it's a way for the listener to experience that moment with you instead of something that's been filtered through so many different fixes and different processes to get it all polished. So I thought it was really cool to do something that was a little more raw.
And you're all based out of Oakland, and I guess you have some band members in the North Bay too. Is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Andy's up in the North Bay or in Marin. And Steve's in Berkeley, and we're in Oakland, and Marlon's in Oakland, and we play with a keys player. He's in Marin, too. So we're all local Bay Area folks.
And so I was wondering, what do you like about being musicians in the East Bay, and what's something that you wish was maybe different about that of the area?
Well, the East Bay is... Sorry, did you want to take this?
I have things to add. But
yeah, I'm sure we'll say the same thing. Go ahead.
Well, we grew up in the East Bay, so we just love being in the East Bay, and there's a really very thriving music scene in the East Bay. But as all parts of the Bay Area, it's, I think, just the cost of living and how much people have to work in order to support themselves and the type of work that brings people there. Sometimes it feels a little hard to just get people to come out and see a show. So, in that sense, as far as the scene of just going out and seeing live music casually, not making a big thing of it, like it feels like it could be stronger. And also, there's a lot of great venues in San Francisco, and Oakland has a couple, but there still
needs
isn't
a little
the
work
one
over there.
There's not the one that we want.
Yeah.
Yet.
Yeah, we love the Freight and Salvage in Berkeley and SF Jazz in San Francisco and the Great American Music Hall and the Fillmore. We've gotten a support there a number of times. So there's great venues. But yeah, in Oakland, we're still searching for the one.
Yeah, but we have a really fantastic community of artists that we know, and that continues to expand all the time. We host a variety show monthly, and that's a really cool opportunity for us to expand the musical and artistic community that we're connected to. So we feel really grateful that we've been able to do that and connect with so many amazing artists through that event.
Nice. Well, we're almost out of time because I know you have to get over to the Women's Club. But my last question is about the song that you played for us today in the studio. Which song are you? What's the name of the song, and what can you tell us about it?
The name of the song is Come to Me, and I wrote that song. This is Erica speaking. And it's on the Live at Tiny Telephone EP. So we wanted to give some love to the song from the EP. And it's kind of about, you know, in a partnership, reaching out. And if I ask this thing of you, would you be there? Basically, that's the gist. Lots of people like to joke about how that might relate to personal relationships, and it's not a reflection of something I'm missing or anything like that. But yeah, it's not autobiographical. It's just kind of about that sense in a relationship of, if I asked for something from you, would you be there? Would you step up to provide it? In the package of kind of an upbeat, fun, pop, country, rock, whatever it is, style.
And it's from that Live at Tiny Telephone EP.
I did mention that.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's
good plug.
Again.
Mention it again. Recapitulate.
We have a really good idea for a music video for that song. So, listeners, stay tuned.
What is it?
Well, should we give it away?
It might have to. It might involve a lot of dogs.
Okay.
Lots of dogs.
Yeah. We're big dog lovers.
Yeah. Nice. Well, the song is beautiful, and thank you so much for playing it and coming to North State Public Radio today.
Our pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.